Yeah, this is, well, here I am again on the, let's see, what was I talking about? Oh, I, before I started this tape, I put together a fruitcake, in fact, two fruitcakes. This is a recipe Tom's grandmother used to make, and Tom is just so fond of it. He always talked about it. So when my mother-in-law and my father and my sister-in-law came down here in February to visit us, well, she brought the recipe along. And it's just mainly fruit, like dates and nuts and cherries and all that. And you have to slice it real thin because it's just about fruit. And it tasted real good. I remember I had one piece in Africa. But anyhow, I just made two, so Tom is going to be satisfied. Oh, by the way, Tom isn't even here. He went back home, let's see, last Thursday on the 16th. He flew to Wisconsin home to go hunting. And he's going to stay there until the 25th, which is next Saturday. So I'm all by myself down here. And this is one of the reasons why I finally get around to make a tape, because I don't have to cook and, you know, all these things. So I seems to get a little more time to do things they should have been done a long time ago. Well, anyhow, he's up there and trying to hunt. He wanted me to come visit him, but of course I couldn't go with him because of my school. If I were to, you know, leave for about 10 days, well, you have to have 100% attendance, so I just had to stay home. But Tom wanted to see his folks, and we won't make it for Christmas because, well, we leave on the 15th of January from here to go to Mississippi. And so we thought it would be best for Tom to go up there, and of course he hasn't been hunting for a long time. So he was sitting all day yesterday in snow with his brother, and I called him last night. He sounded like he has a real awful cold. But that's what you get from sticking your head in the snow all day long, I guess. But he's enjoying himself back home and see his folks. So I'm all alone here, and I have to admit I really enjoy it. I know it sounds awful, but it's really true, because I can go to bed when I want to, and I can get up when I want to. And it seems like I'm getting up earlier than usual, and I get much more done. Yesterday I did some shopping and for my little... now what do you say, how do you call it, my cousin's little girl, I'm the godmother, here we go, my English, but anyhow, I bought something for her, and she's going to American kindergarten, my cousin, you know, he's just a wonder teacher, well, she is, going to American kindergarten already for 2 years, so I assume that she speaks English already pretty well, so I sent her a nice book with English alphabet and little stories in there, you know, at the very beginning for first graders. Well, I thought she might like that. So I wrapped all those things up and wrote Christmas cards which go overseas and bake fruit cake and do some studying. And I started a little dress for my sister-in-law. And I just about done with it. I just have to put the sleeves in and the zipper. And it's a real cute little dress. So I have to get this done today, too, just a few more things, and send it off. The rest of the Christmas gifts Tom took already with him to Wisconsin. But seems like I don't get too much done, really, not as much as I want to. I have sewn some of the dresses, a few, well, not fall, well, more fall dresses, yeah, not winter dresses yet. I haven't started with it, but I'm planning to make myself a real nice cocktail dress. My mother bought me some real beautiful brocade, and it's a kind of a lilac color with silver in it, and I was planning to wear silver stockings and, you know, the mini high heels, and I make it as a mini dress, and the shoes, of course, in silver. And I thought I would, you know, wear that probably for the next party. After we have a party every month, I can't even dig up as many cocktail dresses as all the social function we have to attend here. And then I was planning to make myself, for New Year's Eve, a floor-length dress, after I don't have a floor-length dress yet. And I was planning to make a very simple black dress with or without sleeve, I'm not sure of that, but with a regular neck and a little flared on the bottom, like an A-line type, and then put ostrich feathers down on the bottom. And I thought I'd do it very simple and, you know, up high to my neck, so you just, you know, have the arms as the only skin it looks on. I thought it looks rather sexy. So I'm going to sew that next. I hope I get it done before New Year's. By the rate, I'm going with my other sewing, I'm not doing so well, really. Well, how is Ohio? I guess you have snow there, too. We have had beautiful weather up till just about 4 or 5 days ago. And it was 70, 69, 70. But the last few days it rained, and this is normally the winter in California. I sure wished you guys could come and visit us, or we would be able to come by, but it just doesn't look like it, because I can drop out of school sooner than a week before the end of the semester, my counselor told me. Otherwise, they won't give me any credit. And by gosh, I, you know, studied all this semester, so as might as well I get credit for it. So I didn't work, you know, just for nothing. But so I won't be able to leave here before the 15th, and Tom has to be in school on the 4th of February. So we have a really skedoodle down there to California and find some housing and get settled before school starts. The housing's supposed to be just difficult. Many people came from there and told us that housing is just really bad and very, very expensive. So I don't know if you have to live on base or not, but anyhow, I just don't, I would love to, because 8 months wouldn't be so bad, but with Ralph, he just could never make it because they don't have any fenced-in yards, and that dog is really mean now. You won't recognize him. He's about 95 pounds, and he's a mean old devil. He loved my mother just dearly, and she loved him. You should have seen them, too. He just licked my mother all day long. He just was really fond of him, like I've never seen that dog. And my mother left, and that dog wouldn't let Tom in the house practically. He growled at him. And when Tom went over there and tried to, you know, play with him or something, Ralph, he was just really showing his teeth and just growling badly that we had to let him outside. Because we saw that he might bite Tom. He was just really terrible. But he finally got over that again, and now he became a little more friendly to my mother. But you ought to see that dog, Patsy, you won't believe it. He takes German commands better than he takes his English commands. And when I talk to him, if he doesn't listen or, you know, behaves real nasty, and if I talk to him in German, that dog just sits just right down. I mean, he is really, he really thinks about my mother still. And, well, Mrs. Beasley, I don't know about her. She'd been the second time in heat, and the second time she had a false pregnancy, and she had milk dripping all over herself, and of course she wasn't pregnant. So she's supposed to get some hormone shots, some male hormone shots, that little dummy now. Yeah, we had quite a lot of excitement here, you can imagine. But I'm sure it's the same thing on your side going on. I'm sure Mike keeps you busy, too. I tell you, those two dogs are sure keeping me going around in turns. But I'm sure glad I have them, because just like now when Tommy's gone, they're quite a bit of company. But Ralph is such an independent dog that... You know, he's really not as much fun, I'm sure, as Mike is, because Ralph likes to be outside, and it's always too hot for him and too cold, you know, things like that. And Mike always was more attached to you. But that's enough for the dogs. Let me see, what should I talk about? Oh, yeah, when my mother was here, we went down to the Yosemite National Park, and was that ever beautiful. I mean, I have never seen anything so beautiful. If you ever have the chance, or perhaps you have been there, I don't know, go there and take a trip, because it is out of this world, this beauty. And then we went to Lake Tahoe, and we did some gambling and saw some night shows with Mom. And we went to San Francisco again, and we took her to the Chinatown and Fisherman's Wharf. And there's a beautiful hotel where we always go there when we go to San Francisco. It's the highest place there is, and you can overlook the whole city. It's a hotel. It's Hotel Fairmont. They have some fancy prices, but it's really worth it to sit down and take a cocktail and really see the beauty of that town. It's just marvelous. And we did a little shopping around. So, of course, I was in school at the time, and Tommy got only about a week off. So we didn't really get further than just going to Nevada, you know, when we went to Lake Tahoe gambling. But she enjoyed every bit of it, and of course, you know, she just wanted to see us and meet Tommy, and she likes him very much. And that was my mother's trip. Of course, the 4 weeks went by just too fast, as you can imagine. And I assume that probably, not next year, but the year after, that it's my turn to go home. Well, I don't know, I'm really not that homesick for Germany, but I sure would like to see my parents again and my brother. What are you doing all the time besides studying? Did you get any sewing done, or did you do anything exciting? I think I better take a trip in the kitchen and see how my fruitcake is done. I'll be right back. Well, oh, I'm sorry, Beezy. I just kicked Beezy. I didn't know she was sitting underneath the desk. Oh, poor Beezy. Well, looks like my fruitcake is coming along just fine. It smells really good. I think I'm just going to have myself a piece tonight. What you been doing, you? Besides sewing, do you have any other hobbies? Tom and I, we took our oil painting course. When was it, in the spring or in the summer? And we really enjoyed that. I haven't been doing too much painting because I just didn't have the time. But I think when I, be in Mississippi and not going to school, and Tom being in school, I probably get quite a bit done, and I want to pick it up again. I really enjoyed it. Have you ever taken any oil painting? If not, I would really recommend it because it's really good for your nerves. It's very relaxing, and you feel like you accomplished something somehow. I don't know. Sometimes I get frustrated with what I'm painting, but then other times it's a little better. But we really enjoyed it. Well, it looks like it's just about the end of the tape, Patsy Lou. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I sure hope that I will get a letter from you soon, and or a tape. It's even better, a tape. And you tell me all about the things you do and what you have done and what you're going to do. And listen, if you find out about your new assignment, please let us know. Wouldn't that be nice if you could be in Mississippi someplace? And we could be together like in old good times again. Well, tell Carol, hello. I haven't heard from her for a long time. I wrote her, but I never heard from her again. Well, goodbye.